We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Figgy!
Cinema! J. Fig knows it.
Hey, guys. I didn't know you guys were there. Caught me by surprise.
Watch one that we assign her and generally hate it, and it sends us all into a depression for at least a segment or two.
I fall for no banana in my tailpipe.
Yeah, I didn't like it. Like, it has, like, real-life situations and stuff, but I felt like the ending should have been in the middle.
Chicks dig me because I rarely wear underwear. When I do, it's usually something unusual.
I don't know, I was kind of irritated the entire time.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Roads, where we're going, we don't need roads.
Biggie Fresh.
The f***ing Catalina wine mixer.
I really want to give it like a 9.5 out of 10.
And it sends us all into a depression.
Show me the money.
He's looking at you, kid.
I'll be back.
We'll see you at the movies.
Yeah, the 5 o'clock hour of Hawk and Crowder is the Funky Buddha happy hour. I already have my fridge stocked with Floridian and Hop Gun, some of my favorite Funky Buddha brews for the 4th of July. I mean, Solana, 4th of July. I'm sure you have all the hard seltzers going. Funky Buddha does make great hard seltzers. You're already stocked up. For the holiday the way that I am. We're going to bring it in style, man.
I can't wait, Dono, to... And what, we're only like 15 minutes away from being able to pop open a Funky Buddha hard seltzer. I'm going to go with Blood Orange today. And don't forget, nice. You promised me you'll try the Funky Buddha hard seltzers this weekend. You made that promise.
I did. I already forgot that I promised that to you. So you may have to remind me again tomorrow, because I'm not shopping after the show today. So remind me again tomorrow, because I am going to forget between today and tomorrow.
By the way, a quick note. Yeah, even Dan Day, who's a beer aficionado, has jumped on to the onto the hard seltzers. By the way, a quick note. The Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park is open. Like, I know there's some confusion out because of the lack of liquor sales, but you can still get beer. Nothing's changed. The Yucca Tots, Delicious, are still available. The pretzels are still available. Everything you love about the Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park still going on. You can still get beer. You just can't sit at the bar. That's the only thing that's changed, but everything else is open. Get the Yucca Tots. Hawk raves about them, and for good reason.
Jay Fig. Yeah, Jay Fig, you're with us for the Searing Pain movie review, but you were telling me on Twitter the other day that, like me, you're also a big fan of the Floridian.
I love the Floridian. That, or Hop Gun, or the one from the Florida Panthers. They're just so good. And the Yucca Tots are amazing.
Yeah, gloves off. The gloves off.
Off. Oh, my
gloves
God. Off. Love it. Yeah. I'll take any
Jay
of those.
Jay Fig. What is a, because I already gave mine, Solana gave his, Dan Day just eats mayonnaise sandwiches and beer for 4th of July. What does a typical 4th of July menu look like in the J-Fig household?
Honestly, I'm a very plain Jane. Burgers and hot dogs are just the way my household.
Hot dogs?
Yes, is there a problem?
No, I didn't hear a T in hot dogs.
Hot dogs. There you go.
Dono, did you hear that? You heard a K in hot dogs?
I'm Cuban. I talk fast.
Oh, I thought you were paying homage to Hawkman. You were going hot dogs.
That's what I thought. Now, J-Fig, do you prefer your hot dogs grilled or like Mike Cuno, do you like them boiled in the hot dog water?
Ew, I was listening to that entire thing and I couldn't stop laughing.
So
I'm not
weird.
With him.
Yeah, so weird.
Oh, my God. All right, so we're going to get a Searing Pain movie review. Searing Pain, Dande!
Oh, Searing Pain!
Love it.
Absolute Searing Pain!
Don't learn from Solana. Gotta get it on cue.
So good. So good. All right, so me, Solana, and Dande each gave a recommendation yesterday. I went with The Disaster Artist with James Franco and Dave Franco. It's a movie about the director of the worst movie of all time called The Room. Solana recommended a wine movie. I was going to call it Corkscrew, but I realized it's actually called Bottle Shock.
Bottle Shock.
He described it as a movie about wine. So I don't know if that's what J-Fig watched. And then Dan Day suggested a classic, Kevin Smith's Clerks. So J-Fig, without further ado, what did you watch and what did you think?
Oh my God. So I was going to go for Bottle Shock, but then The Disaster Artist, that name just popped up. So that's what I watched, and I'm still puzzled by it. It's so strange.
Ooh, now I really want to see it.
Oh my God. Watch it, please.
Wait, J-Fig, wait. Dono, did. So I was remembering yesterday that there's. Fashioned after a movie, right? Like they're making fun of that director. J-Fig, yeah, did you watch, like. Like the 10-minute clip of I guess like the highlights of the movie that they're making fun of, or no? Because if not, like it could be confusing.
Are
you
talking about
watch...
like when they put the side by sides and they compare how each movie was done?
Yeah, the weird foreign guy who claims he's from Louisiana, like he's
oh
so
God,
weird. This director,
yes,
I'm still cringing.
So it's based on a real person who made this movie in 2003. Like, basically, this guy has no business making a movie. Like, he's not an actor. He's not a director. He's not a writer. But he's a really rich, delusional guy. And nobody knows where he's really from.
And where and he nobody gets knows, his money from.
Right. Like he might be a drug dealer, but nobody can confirm it. So he spends millions of dollars.
$6 million just to make this film.
I love that movie so much. Like, J-Fig, my favorite scene is when they're, like, throwing the football in the movie. And the guy can't throw the damn – it's so great. So, all right. So, anything else you want to – right. Anything else you wanted to know about this movie, and what did you rate it on the scale of 1 to 10 mozzarella sticks?
I can't. It's just – I can't – I have no words for it. And then, like, the whole Zac Efron being a part of it, too, that was funny. Like, just the way that he went off. But I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10.
Okay.
Oh, Searing Pain. Absolute Searing Pain.
Searing Pain was watching the movie. Like, my eyes were just so glued, but I was so shook the entire time.
If you watch the original, though, it makes The Disaster Artist so much better because you understand like the nuances of the movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. Right.
I remember watching the original, and when it was popular on, you know, it was getting ripped by everybody. You're so confused the entire movie. You don't know if it's a parody. Like, you don't understand what's happening. It makes The Disaster Artist that much better.
I'm telling you, no. I'm still confused.
I know when Dan Day watches this movie, I know he's going to love it. All right, so I like that. 7 out of 10 mozzarella sticks for The Disaster Artist, which is available on Netflix. All right, so we got to give you recommendations for tonight. And J-Fig, I think this one is going to be unanimous. Now, today happens to be the 68th birthday of Dan Aykroyd. And we were discussing Mark Hockman, who he's off today. But, you know, when Mark Hockman's off, what does he do? He tweets.
And he's texting as of now.
Yes. Yes. Right. He tweeted his Mount Rushmore of Dan Aykroyd movies. And, you know, the first one he mentioned, I think, is a classic 1980s Blues Brothers. We're on a mission from God. Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi. 1980s Blues Brothers. Now, J-Fig, I really need you to watch this because Alex Solana, who's about your age, has seen it and did not like it. So I'm curious what J-Fig thinks of it. So I am going to give you what is considered a comedic classic, Blues Brothers. Solana, what are you going with?
I'm going to go Blues Brothers as well. I am so confident. J-Fig, you haven't seen Blues Brothers, right?
I have not, but I also heard this segment. And right, Searing Pain was coming out of your mouth.
Out of my mouth. If you haven't seen the movie, what do you mean? Just wait till you see the movie. I am so confident that you're going to hate this. I'm going Blues Brothers as well because it does not hold up. I know that's sacrilegious for everybody that was born before the 80s. I get it. I'm so confident that JFig is going to hate this movie. I'm going Blues Brothers as well.
But like, JFig, don't be discouraged, because like, this is considered to be a great movie. So just because Solana didn't like it doesn't necessarily mean you won't, okay?
All right. I mean, Dan he does Day? Have a history of bad movies.
So. Well, unlike you two guys working from home, I have to work here with JFig, and I saw her face when we were talking about the movie earlier. She gave me the finger wave. No, 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 no. I'm a little under the gun right now. I'm kind of bending to pressure, but I will not fold to pressure. I will stick with what the rest of the team is suggesting,
yes!
And I will suggest the Blues Brothers.
I am no longer waving my little finger at you guys.
I love that. I'm trying to see what, hold on, I want to pull up what their Rotten Tomatoes score was, because I was just pulling it up, but then I accidentally pulled up
Blues Brothers 2000. It is 84%.
See, that's, I mean, that's, so Solana is part of the idiot 16%. Like, JFig, 84% of the critics who watched it loved it. You're going to love it, I guarantee you.
All right.
I'm a soul man.
So the music is great, by the way.
It is.
The music is great. Like, that's, yeah, I'm not, absolutely. I'll never criticize the music. It's just the movie itself.
What is your ranking on this? Because I'm getting messages and I'm not okay with it.
Really?
Hawk is weighing in.
Yes, that's what I'm looking at.
We should have had him. We should have had him on. That's my mistake. Sorry, Hawk.
We should have.
I love you, Hawk.
Yeah.
What is he saying?
He said three mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, Blues Brothers does
not hold up. So he doesn't like Blues Brothers?
No, he
really?
Said, wait,
don't
I,
hold up.
It doesn't hold up. And that's my whole point. That's my whole point here, Dono. It's not right. It's not that it wasn't a classic in its time. Mm-hmm. It does not hold up. It's a lame movie now. It just is.
All right, well, I need to hear JFig's review. Hmm. And JFig, I need you to go in unbiased, pretend we didn't have this conversation. So are you ready to accept your assignment?
I am ready for my searing pain, yes.
Well, I guess there's nothing left to say, but we'll see
you
at the movies.
If you want to see my terrible review, it is on my Instagram at JFig Radio.
Disaster artist.
Yes.
Yep. I love that. I'm actually really surprised. I thought she was going to end up watching Corkscrew or Clerks. Like, I'm really.
Honestly,
I
started it and then I fell asleep.
So I'm glad you watched The Disaster Artist. All right, huge thank you to Mike Cuneo for joining us from CBS4, to JFig, to Dan Day, and for Alex Solana, I'm Alex Dono. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Hawk and Crowder.
I get the ballpark hot dog that's wrapped up in the tin foil and nothing on it. You need nothing on it. Maybe a little bit of mustard, but nothing.
Shocking. All right, Solana, what's the best part of a pizza? The sauce, the cheese, or the crust?
The crust.
Yes, cobbler is trash. It's a lazy man's pie.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
Oh, no.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.